FAO's Food Price Index for October has just been released. The index is a measure of the monthly change in international prices for major food commodities. Here to explain more about what we are seeing in this month's index is Concepcion Calpe, a senior economist with FAO. Ms. Calpe, thank you for joining me.
Hello, thank you to you.
What are the major trends we are seeing in this month's food price index?
Well, this month there were not too many changes as so pronounced as in previous months. Overall, the food price index was relatively stable. There was, however, at the level of different sectors, a little bit more changes. For instance, prices for sugar went up quite significantly relative to the other commodities. So did oils. And you have seen the dairy products and meat prices fall somewhat. On the other hand, the cereals, which are the most important commodity for food security, their prices was relatively stable.
Let's examine cereals for a moment. You say the prices are stable, but could you briefly explain why that is?
Cereals is also composite commodities. Cereals include commodities like wheat and maize and rice. These are the three most important cereals. While for wheat and maize, we have seen some rebounding from the previous months after several months of declines. For rice, it was the opposite that happened. I mean, the prices of rice continued to fall. And the reasons for the increase, a small increase in the wheat and maize price, was probably a correction from the very strong slides that were seen in the previous months. And also the result maybe of bad news in certain countries like Australia, or also some delays in harvesting in the United States. There were some technical reasons and probably some more fundamental reasons. But overall, the changes were very minor.
Okay, let's look at wheat for a moment, because in the food price index for this month, there are some interesting pieces of information. When we discuss wheat, we break down wheat in terms of wheat for human consumption and wheat for livestock feed,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Could you explain the differences
Yes.
there?
Well, normally you have the milling grade wheat, which is the higher quality wheat, which normally goes for human consumption, for the production of bread, pasta, etc. This year we have seen that the production was very good in a lot of countries, but the weather was not so conducive to high quality wheat, especially in Europe. The quality is not good enough for being milled for human consumption. So a lot of these low-quality wheat supplies will probably end up in feed for the livestock sector.
Is that a problem?
It's not a problem. Let's say that there will be much more competition between wheat of the low quality and the maize, because they're both feedstuff. At the same time, and this is already apparent, the prices of the high-quality wheat is much stronger than for the other qualities because of the shortage, of course, because this year we have less of such quality wheat.
Is there anything we may want to keep our eyes on in terms of the non-cereal foodstuffs?
Well, the sugar has been incurring a very strong rise in price relative to the other commodities, of course, in the order of 4-5%. And it was mainly due to some reported drought problems in Brazil. I mean, sugar is very sensitive to what happens in a few countries, especially Brazil, which is a major producer and exporter.
Are there any developments that could affect the outlook in the coming months?
Well, for a lot of the crop, we are at the end of the season, and so the harvests are already there, and we are moving into a new season, and therefore the eyes of the market is already turning to the 2015 season. But you still have, for instance, in the case of rice, the secondary crops that will be harvested in the next few months. So there is still a lot of uncertainties as far as rice is concerned. You still can see our forecast for production in 2014 being modified depending on how these secondary crops will be affected.
Anything else?
Well, I must say that we are a little bit more calm at FAO than in recent years, because a lot of the reserves, the food reserves that were not there last year or the year before, they have been rebuilt. So we're a little bit better prepared should anything bad happen. So I would say that this is positive overall.
Ms. Calpe, thank you.
Thank you to you.